and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Did anybody get a freeze in the listening area up there in the panhandle? I think they 31 at Boise City, 30 at Kenton, and 35 at Arnett. So it didn't get quite as cold as they thought it was going to. Close, but you know, they were just warnings out than watches. So the panhandle did get a freeze in parts of northern Texas panhandle, but everybody can let some air out on their tomato plants now. 64 degrees right now at Boise City. Actually, the warmest spot in the state is up in the panhandle right now, and that's Beaver, 68 degrees. And actually, Buffalo just changed, and it's 69 degrees. So Buffalo's the warmest spot. 65 degrees at Putnam, 66 at Hollis, 65 at Altus, 66 at Bessie, and what do we got out here in the panhandle? 65 at Lipscomb, 63 at McLean, Dozer, you're 66, 65 at Wellington, Childress is 65, and Odell is 66 degrees. Man, there was a lot going on yesterday in with schools, sports, FFA. Briley's going to be on here tomorrow. Pritchard, she's going to come on tomorrow with her list of all the awards given out at the Tulsa yesterday. Lots of awards, man. Facebook was lit up last night about 8 or 9 o'clock, and I guess that must have been quite the show, fireworks and laser shows and all kinds of stuff going on. So pretty cool. Congratulations to all the FFA students that received their state farmer's degree. That's pretty cool. Lots of other awards given out, and like I said, Briley will be here tomorrow. And then who is Shattuck, Leedy, Arapaho Butler won their state softball championships. And congratulations to all of them. So lots going on toward the end of the old school year, so we'll see what's going on. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Grain and soybean futures were lower overnight as investors eyed developments in the Middle East. Oil prices were lower overnight, and equities were higher on the optimism that the war in Iran will end soon, though any outcome is still uncertain. West Texas Intermediate crude, the U.S. standard, was down 2.8%. Brent futures, the global benchmark, fell 2.6%. President Donald Trump said on social media on Tuesday that great progress has been made in peace talks with Iran. I still don't trust them, but followed that up on Wednesday by saying the Middle Eastern country would be bombed at a much higher level if negotiators didn't agree to deal to end the war. So Iranian officials told media outlets that they're still considering a proposed peace agreement and would respond to mediators in Pakistan. Wheat futures were lower overnight, falling oil futures despite freezing weather in western Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas panhandle overnight. 31% of the U.S. winter wheat crop was rated good or excellent as of Sunday, up a percentage point from the previous week. I don't know how that happens. According to the Ag Department, just under the half of the crop has emerged through emergence with higher in Kansas and Oklahoma, the largest producers of the variety. Still, it's too early to tell if freezing weather hurt the winter crop in the southern plains, and investors remain focused on oil prices and potential reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Corn futures for July delivery was down 2 cents to 466.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures for July fell 2.5 cents to 1192 and a quarter a bushel overnight. Soy meal came up 260 to 319.90 a short ton. Soy oil dropped about a half a penny to 74.56 cents a pound. Wheat lost 2.75 to 614.5 a bushel in Chicago. Kansas City futures were down 8.5 cents to 678.5 a bushel. Today's Thursday. I got to do the ethanol deal. Ethanol output and stockpiles rose modestly in the 7 days that ended on May 1st, according to data from the Energy Information Administration. Production rose to 1.017 million barrels a day. That's up from 1.009 million a week earlier. In the Midwest, the big boys output increased to 959,000 barrels a day. That's up 2,000 barrels a day from last week. And the Gulf Coast came up to 26,000 barrels. That's 4,000 more than a week earlier. East Coast production was up 3,000, up by 3,000 barrels a day to average of 11,000. Rocky Mountain output was unchanged. The West Coast was the lone decliner, falling by 1,000 barrels to 9,000 barrels a day. Ethanol inventories in the week came up to a little over 26 million barrels. That's up from 25.88 million the week prior to it. All right, what does the National Weather Service have to say about everybody in the ag industry in the Midwest and the Southern Plains? Freeze warnings in the Southern Plains are creeping east, moving further into Kansas and Oklahoma, according to the National Weather Service. Temperatures in western Kansas fell as low as 27 degrees. Warnings will remain in effect. They're already gone. Freeze watches are now in effect for most of central Kansas and counties in southern Nebraska, central Oklahoma, and the southern Texas Panhandle. Okay, about 70% of both the Kansas and Oklahoma wheat crops were headed at the start of the week, according to the USDA. About 81% of the wheat in Nebraska is already headed, along with 76% of the Texas wheat crops already headed. I see one of the custom combine crews that I follow on social media, they had one of their big boy combines out there. And I guess the driver got out to take a picture of the wheat in front of the header, and they're doing it because they need the seed, but I don't even know that it'd make 10 bushels an acre, but he was getting after it just because they didn't have any seed wheat, and that's going to be one of the things. I'm afraid seed wheat's going to be pretty high this coming fall. Hope not, but it's just looking like it. So what's the highest price any of you guys have given so far for diesel at the pump? $4.75? What's the highest price diesel you've given so far to fill your vehicle up? 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line, if you don't mind sharing that with me. You don't have to give me your name or nothing. Just tell me how much and where it was, and we'll see if we're there. Oil's going back down. I got some stories coming up in the show saying that I don't know why. They said it might take 2 years for the fertilizer prices to come back down. So we're going to read into that. And it might take the rest of 2026 for fuel prices to come back down to norm. There's other reasonings besides just the war with Iran. I guess they're having refinery problems up north and this and that. So interesting take. But I'd like to know how much the most you gave for diesel so far for your vehicle, not your tractor, not farm diesel. And I know what I am hearing out there from a lot of my friends. They're basically just, if they're going to put in so there's people going to have to put in some crops this summer for hay, because there wasn't a lot of hay made. And, somebody texted me yesterday, asked me why I didn't have any hay to sell on Hay Day Wednesdays. There wasn't none to sell. And looking in the New Penny News here, and there's some There's some grass hay and some stuff in there, but there's just not a lot of hay for sale. So if you guys got hay and you want me to announce it next Wednesday, I'll get with me Tuesday or Wednesday on the text line, and I'll definitely write her up for you. And then let's see here. 519 Visi. What's that? Speak to me, Donnie. What's that text message mean? Clarify that for me. All right, what is today? Oh, today is the Penny News is out, hot off the press. And, of course, there's the Atwoods insert. And here you go. You guys, fix your wife up for Mother's Day. Fix all the moms up for Mother's Day. Not just your wife, but your mom. Here's Brian's buy of the week. 1.1 gallon Roundup of a jug of weed and grass for $29. And if you buy that, you get a 1.25 gallon Roundup weed and grass refill for free. It's $20 value. That is a pretty good deal. Yeah, all moms love you giving them. Get them that. But I was just looking through there. There's some really good deals on a lot of the fencing stuff and any shop stuff, the oil. So check out the Atwoods insert on in the Penny News and right there on the front page. Matter of fact, I was in there this morning. I needed to get a bag of sweet feed for a cow that's a stifle. Farmers Union, they gave me a new, Mr. Elliott gave me a new hat. Farmers Union Co-op, they're in Elk City. They got the Unigraze and the Duracore herbicide going on. So, I got you. And mixed with that, one pass for perfect grass. We've used that three times now out west of Elk here on this Bermuda grass and plains, and it does a really good job. It does a really good job. Oh, now I get what he's saying. Yeah, sorry. 519 for diesel. He didn't have a decimal in there. 519 in Visi, the highest he's gave for diesel. And let's see what. Did I even bring the text line up? I guess I didn't. Hang on here. Text line. Sign in. Bam. Fuel price. Yes, fuel price. $5 at Mangum. $4.99 at Laverne, $6.25 a gallon in southern Utah, $5.99 in Oklahoma City, and was in Arkansas a couple weeks ago. Some were $5.65 a gallon, different state. Taxes may differ than ours. True mean. So, yep, got it. Okay, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Let's take that Farm Bureau break. We'll be right back.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-284-0438 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-284-0438. That's 800-284-0438. What do you have to lose? Call 800-284-0438. Again, 800-284-0438.
Hi, folks. This is E.J. Gretiman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma. Or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
After a storm, most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. At 100X Roofing, we've seen it time and time again across western Oklahoma. That's why so many homeowners trust us when it matters the most. We offer complimentary inspections to give you peace of mind and to catch problems early before they turn into costly repairs. And if you need to file a claim, we'll help you through the insurance process to make it simple and stress-free. With over 25 years of roofing and construction experience, we're proud to be licensed, insured, and community focused. We don't just do roofing either. From siding to gutters to windows and doors, we're your complete storm damage experts. Ask us about upgrading your roof with a Class 4 impact resistant shingle for stronger protection. And with financing available, getting the job done is easier than you think. When the storm passes, make the right call. Search 100X Roofing online or find us on Facebook. 100X Roofing, built on trust, proven in storms.
It's time for some real outlaw country. Live in concert, Waye Jennings, grandson of country legend Waylon Jennings, bringing that raw, rebel country sound you don't want to miss. Join us June 20th at Sugar Creek Casino for a night of real country music and high-energy live entertainment. The show kicks off with Casey Chestnut at 7 p.m., followed by Waye Jennings live on stage. Tickets are online at sugarcreekcasino.com and start at $39, only at Sugar Creek Casino off I-40 exit 101.
Most of your farm equipment has cylinders. Sometimes they know what's the matter with it. If it's leaking, they'll bring it in. If they just need a seal kit, you tear it completely apart. Replace all the rubber goods that's in the cylinder. Well, my name is Roy Jones, and everybody in Elk City knows me by Bird. And this is Camrock Supply, Elk City, Oklahoma.
It's 2111 South Main, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
I've known them guys for years and years. And they know what I'm capable of doing.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. All right, let's check out some ag weather in the Texas Panhandle. Panhandle brought to you by the Lipscomb Dealerships. Canadian, Texas, it's 66, humidity's 46, dew point's 45, the winds are out of the west at 16 miles an hour, with wind gusts up to 19, peak wind gust today, 24 miles per hour, 8-inch soil temperature, 66, no sub-freezing or red flag minutes so far today. It says month-to-date precipitation, 0.08, I didn't know we had any rain showers come through. Did we have some rain come through here the other night I don't know about? I guess there was a little front come through there. But anyway, that's your weather brought to you by Lipscomb Dealerships here in Elk City, Shire, America. Okay, let's see what the market's doing. Man, I looked at it right before the show. It did not look bueno. There was a lot of red on everything. All right, here we go. May, Kansas City wheat. 653 down 22 and a quarter. July 667 down 19 and three quarters. Wheat out of Chicago, May 595 down 10 and three quarters. July down 6 3/4 at 610. Corn, May 452 down 3/4. July's down 2 at 466. Soybeans for May 1169 down 10. July is 1192 down 2 1/4. Soybean oil, July 74.57 down 45, almost a half a penny. Soybean meal, May 320.50 up 70, and July is 318.10 up 80. Oats for July 345 even down 1 1/4. Cattle, come on, click click click. There we go. June lives, 252.05 down 142. August is 247 down 190. And feeders for May, 368.50 down 390. August, 368.60 down 445. September, 367.17 down 412. Lean Hogs, May. 91.70 unchanged, and then June is 99.77, down up 7 cents. Cotton, where's she at? July, 82.81, down 124. And let's see what natural gas and oil is doing today. Uh-oh, got a little green going on the oil right now. June is 95.71, up 63. Natural gas for June is 2.78, up a nickel, up 5.05. There you have it. Okay, let's see here. What was I going to? Oh, I wanted to. I seen this on the mayor town of Carnegie's post. The town of Carnegie is excited to host our first farmers market May the 23rd, which is Memorial Day weekend, from 8 a.m. to 1 o'clock at the Carnegie Fairgrounds. We are currently accepting vendors and vendor spots. They are free. Vendors must sign up beforehand through town hall or online. And from what I see here, you can go to www.townofcarnegie.com/carnegie-farmers-market/. But you can get in there, figure it out. We are looking for fresh produce, baked goods, honey and jams, plants and flowers, handmade crafts, food vendors, local small businesses. For this event to be successful, we need community participation and support. Please share this post. So the Carnegie Farmers Market, town of Carnegie. All right, cool. Very good. And already people responding. Somebody's going to bring a snow cone trailer and a lemonade trailer. There we go. Getting it on. I hadn't read the rest of the comments. Quite a few comments in there. So good luck to you. So if you have a farmer's market, I'll take care of the one here at Elk City. I know when it's going on. That you want me to announce on the show. I don't care if it's in Beaver, Boise City, Ashland, Kansas, Watonga, wherever. There's a farmer's market going on and it needs to be shared on air. I'm your man. I love to share the markets. So, speaking of farmer's market, I did my second full tie-up on my tomatoes last night. Got her done right before dark. And so that's two tie-ups, the Florida weaves, as we call it, already up. And they're blooming. There's some beautiful blooms in there. Some of my smaller Juliettes are already making tomatoes. But it's exciting times in the high tunnels. So I counted it up. I have 194 tomatoes that survived everything that are growing right now and look really good. I got 10 yellow banana peppers. They're making peppers. Matter of fact, there'll probably some be picked this weekend. And then I got another, as of probably tomorrow, I'll have another 100 tomato plants started and get them in the ground by the end of the month or first week of June. And they will, that'll be my fall pickings. I'm not doing peanuts this summer, so I got a little extra time for the tomatoes. Because come October 1st, when I was doing peanuts, I was done with that high tunnel. I was like, okay, close the doors and walk away. It was 57 degrees in the high tunnel this morning, but I let it get up to 110 yesterday. I didn't open any of the doors. And I had a friend come by yesterday afternoon, and we walked in there, and it was 104 degrees. It was over 100 degrees in the high tunnel yesterday, but I let it get really warm in there. So last night, in case that cold did creep its way through Roger Mills County down there, that I'd be remember, am I going to do a what? Hang on here, let me open this up. Are you by chance going to do the tour of your high tunnels this year? I missed it, and I don't remember if it was last year or the year before. I think it was the year before, but you're more than welcome to. You look, obviously, you've got my number. you're more than welcome to give me a shout, and I'll give you a tour of it. Also, the senior citizens high tunnel, I don't know if he got plastic on it or not. The framework was all done. So when you drive into Sayre, it's either one or two blocks west on 066, west of the Hutch's store there in Sayre, right on the same side. It's their senior citizen hall there, right outside. They built a mini version of my high tunnel there, Andrew did, and they got some grants through the Oklahoma Conservation District, so the North Fork Conservation District there in Sayre, and some other stuff are putting it up. So that's going to be fun to watch. It's cute. The high tunnel's cute. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, it's a smaller version of mine, but it'll do the same thing. So it's pretty cool. If you want to go see what I think that's probably the smallest one they got. It looks like it's 12 by 25 or something like that. I don't know. I didn't step it off or nothing. But if you're thinking about you want a high tunnel for your backyard, or whether it's that size or bigger, or out on the farm, you want to grow some vegetables, it's pretty nice income. I'm just growing tomatoes to sell. What we eat at the house is what we eat, and that's it. But my onions, oh my God, that onions in that outside plastic that Briley and Brian put down, those things are coming on like you wouldn't believe. I got a 100-foot row, two rows, so there's 200 feet of onions in there. I got red, yellow, and white, obviously. And while I was at the Elk City Co-op this morning, I bought me some watermelon seed to go in that other row of plastic. I'm going to give it another try. I don't know what the wildlife's going to do to me, but I'm going to give it another try. But again, back to my original thing, anybody having farmers markets, I know Canute's got one, Weatherford has one, they're not too, I think at the old fire station. I see anything comes up on it, I'll share it with you guys. Fresh vegetables are just right around the corner. Sweet corn ought to start being, I don't know, this cooler weather that we was in a heat wave, now we're in a cold wave. I don't know what it's doing to the sweet corn, but we'll see what happens. All right, let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
I am a personal banker. That's my title. When you come in, I'm going to help you open your account, decide what type of account you might need. You're kind of going to tell me your needs. I'll tell you what we have that will fit your need. You have to have a valid picture ID and Social Security card. That's it. It doesn't take very long. I would say 20 minutes. Depends on how much we start visiting. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Your farm deserves only the best, and that's why Valley Genuine Parts are crafted to meet the highest standards to elevate your pivot's performance. Covering all your pivot needs, Valley Genuine Parts provide optimal operation and extend the life of your pivots. From drivetrain components to sprinkler parts, invest in the best for your farm. Valley is your partner in irrigation success. Stop by Knutson Irrigation or call 1-800-373-9325 or online at knutsonirrigation.com.
Out here in the country at Lipscomb Ford and Sayre, we don't just sell Ford vehicles. We drive them, work in them, and depend on them just like you do. And right now, for a limited time, we can offer you the same Ford employee pricing discounts that save us a lot of money when we buy our own Ford trucks and SUVs. That's right, you pay what we pay on new Ford vehicles, including F-150, Super Duty, Bronco, Escape, Mustang, and more. Save more and Sayre at Lipscomb Ford and LipscombFord.com during the Ford employee pricing event. Good people, great deals since 1979.
Kent Watkins here with SE Agritech in Elk City. Are feral hogs and gophers destroying your land and crops? We have the solution. Introducing Caput Feral Hog and Gopher Bait, engineered for maximum efficiency and safety. Protect your fields and restore your property with Caput. And we sell out-of-state customers as well. Stop by and give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for all the latest updates and information.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is the Lipscomb Dealership's Ag Weather Update for Northwestern Oklahoma. I'm going to Visi. 69 degrees, dew points 44, humidity's 41. The winds are out of the southwest at 12 with wind gusts up to 18. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 68 degrees, 8:29 sunset, 80 degrees today and sunny. Oh, man, I don't think I wouldn't put the doors down on the high tunnel. I bet it's 200 degrees in there. I got to do that as soon as the show's over. Thursday night, low around 50. Tomorrow, 89 degrees, south to north winds, anywhere from 8 to 15 miles an hour. Looks like it's going to be a pretty decent Mother's Day weekend. Sure does. Okay. Here's this deal I wanted to discuss with you on the fertilizer. I want you guys to listen very carefully to this article that I'm getting ready to read about the Strait of Hormuz crisis, why fertilizer relief is years away for U.S. farmers. There's so much I want to say about this article. It's not the way it's written. It's just the, it just shows you what big ag and companies, if there's only two or three fertilizer dealers in the world, what they can do. Listen to some of the stuff I read about us here. As the Strait closure enters its 10th week, it was closed the last of March, supply chain gridlock and policy hurdles suggest high input costs will persist through the 2027 planting season, according to Josh Linville, vice president of fertilizer with Stone X. As the Iran war and the closure of the Strait reach its 10th week, fertilizer supplies aren't moving. This means the window for a fertilizer price correction this spring has officially slammed shut. Phosphate and nitrogen prices were already elevated before the Iran war, according to Josh. As China, the world's number two nitrogen exporter, banned exports. Urea prices have nearly doubled since early December, before I even was thinking about the war. Potash is up approximately 10% since the start of the year. Then come the shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz, which added insult to injury as three of the top 10 largest urea and anhydrous exporters are cut off. Linville points out that because the Strait closure also shut down LNG or natural gas supplies used to produce nitrogen fertilizer products, which further elevated prices at New Orleans. Even if the strait opened today, the last tons of fertilizer won't reach the United States for 60 days. Still, Linville's not sounding the alarm despite figures quoted by USDA officials and other trade groups that 20% of the U.S. fertilizer supply was not in place for spring planting. 20% isn't that much to me. And then plus, a lot of the United States is in a drought, and some people aren't putting it down. So I don't know. But the prices are still jacked up. I believe North America is actually in good shape on urea. Now you can look at anhydrous. We produce most of what we need, and we're setting okay there. For UAN, we produce most of what we need there also, he said. All right, who's gouging who on that crap? Still, Linville says U.S. farmers are in better position than the rest of the world as U.S. nitrogen and phosphate values are $250 lower than global fertilizer prices on the aggressive end. He says using more conservative estimates, the number tips slightly lower. And what else is he said? If I go low on the Middle East price based on where the futures have been trading, if I go low on the vessel freight, if I go low on every single thing, it's still $150 a ton cheaper than that rate. Jordan Scott, who farms near Valley Springs, South Dakota, pre-booked his fertilizer, but some farmers in his area are not that fortunate. Some couldn't even get it for spring and had to wait, and then they could get it. The prices were just 30 to 40% higher, Scott said. Scott says that forcing some farmers to cut corn acreages for spring of 2026. I've heard some of where people are switching rotations to go ahead and go to beans. It takes less fertilizer to produce beans. Early estimates have called for 1 to 2 million acres cut in corn plantings off the 95.3 acres the USDA is reporting, which is a direct shift to soybeans. So Scott, who is also the secretary of the American Soybean Association, says the group has been urging the Commerce Department to take action and drop the countervailing duties on Morocco phosphate imports into the U.S. He knows there isn't a short-term fix to fertilizer price increase, but that would help. We've been pressuring the administration to work on the countervailing duties. There was a study that came out that said it cost farmers almost $7 billion last year in extra costs for fertilizer. But that doesn't mean the Morocco deal wouldn't do that. So last week, the Trump administration announced its plan to lower fertilizer prices, which includes the DOJ investigation into price fixing by U.S. fertilizer companies. And when I'm talking crap on these fertilizer companies, I'm not talking about our local guys. I'm talking about their suppliers. But U.S. fertilizer companies and clamping down on antitrust enforcement. USDA data indicates four players control 75% of the fertilizer supplies in North America and represent a monopoly. I thought monopoly means one, but no matter. But Linville begs to differ. He said, is there really a monopoly? No, a monopoly is a market controlled by one. Hey, these guys, I didn't read this last part, so it was just a good guess on my part. It's controlled by a few people, so that's not a monopoly, he said. Again, I'm splitting hairs here, right? I think the verbiage is important to talk about. However, he points out that fertilizer is a global market and prices also influenced by global and geopolitical events such as those playing out right now in the Middle East. So I did some digging, and there's 21 ships that can't get through the strait right now. There's a few that have got through, and there's 21 ships actually loaded out and sitting out there in that area the Red Sea? Is that right? Sitting out there waiting to come through. Yeah, because I'm sure loaded ships nitrogen easing through the deal with the all this going on over there, be a big explosion if somebody was hit one of those ships accidentally. I'm guessing probably so, but anyway, so yep. I don't know what to tell you guys. I think there's a bunch of price gouging going on, because this article here says that most of our urea we can make, most of our phosphorus we can do, well, not urea, but some, we're capable. We got the natural gas. There's a lot of natural gas being wasted in the United States on some of these oil wells. There's nowhere to go with it, so they're flaring it off or doing whatever they do with it that we could be making. I don't know. It comes back to these trade agreements. Always something. 43 years ago today, I believe. I got to find that story. I think it's 43 years ago today. Is that be right? 43 with President Carter. It would be farther than that, wouldn't it? 46 years ago? Yeah. President Jimmy Carter, old peanut farmer from Georgia, he did the embargo on grains to Russia, our number one importer of, they imported a lot of our grains, corn, wheat, the whole nine yards, and they put that grain embargo on them, and Russia learned to fend for themselves for the most part since. So interesting. I'll see if I can find that article. All right, let's take a Roger Mills, not let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills Farm Bureau. Be right back.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op Gin at 720 South Main in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. That's Farmers Union Co-op Gin, 720 South Main in Elk City, 580-225-0191.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like, is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April 27th. 1,477 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 495 brought 527, 56 at 571 brought 470, 8 at 610 brought 459, 5 at 756 brought 383, 33 at 970 brought 333, 10 at 1,008 brought 316, 50, 40 at 1014 brought 314, 5 head of heifers at 556 brought 370, 37 at 730 brought 340. 49, 11 at 808, brought 338, 9 at 881, brought 324, 16 at 889, brought 324, 10 at 962, brought 309. Butcher cows were 70 to 186, butcher bulls 161 to 214, bred cows 1950 to 3250, pairs brought 3409 to 4100. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mountain View, Oklahoma. 69 degrees, dew points 41, humidity's 36. The winds are out of the west at 11 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 17. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 70 degrees. Sunset at 8:26. 78 today, 53 tonight, and sunny and 89 tomorrow. All right, I found what I thought I was right 46 years ago, not 43. In January this year, not today, in January 1980, President Jimmy Carter imposed a grain embargo on the Soviet Union in response to its invasion of Afghanistan. The 15-month restriction canceled 17 million tons of U.S. grain shipments to the USSR. While intending to disrupt the Soviet economy, the move largely only hurt the U.S. farmers. Go figure. It caused significant domestic economic turndown and failed to halt the occupation. So the objective, Carter aimed to use food as a weapon to force the Soviets to withdraw from Afghanistan by creating shortages for their livestock and foods. Targeted goods, the action halted U.S. wheat, corn, and other grain shipments. Impact on U.S. agriculture, the embargo caused a massive drop in grain prices and contributed to a major farming economic crisis during the 1980s. Failure strategies. Other countries such as Argentina and Brazil, they filled that void, undermining the effectiveness of the embargo. Termination of the embargo was ended by President Ronald Reagan on April 24, 1981, following his campaign pledge to do so. Also, if you guys remember, that's the year that the U.S. led a boycott on the 1980 Moscow Summer Olympics, supported by 73% of the Americans at the time, and blocked payments to the USSR for broadcasting rights. There you go. You guys remember that? That was the year I graduated. Heck yeah. God, I'm old. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, yes. The Conservation Reserve Program grassland enrollment period is going on now from May 4th till May 29th. So go see your FSA office if you want to sign up for the CRP program. You got till the end of this, not quite all the way to the end of this month, but May 29th anyway. To go see if you qualify. So it says enrollment for the Grassland Conservation Reserve Program is open. Our Working Lands Conservation Program allows participants to conserve grasslands while continuing most grazing and haying practices. Submit your offer by May 29th, 2026. Guys, we're getting closer. We're within 60 days of guess what, the 5th annual Wild Plum Jam, and I think this one might be the best one yet. They've had some really good ones, but with Pat Green being there, mercy. So Pat Green's gonna be there, Casey Donahue, Caroline Grace, and none other than the not so bachelor anymore, Tyler Wilhelm. July 17th, gates open at 5 p.m. Music starts at 6. Be at the historic Sayre City Park, Sayre, Oklahoma. Food trucks in the Water and Hole Beer Garden will be available. $35 for early bird ticket, $40 at the gate. Kids 12 and under, free with an adult. And you can either go to the Dust Bowl Days Facebook page or www.dustbowldays.com. So let's go. get ready. It's going to be fun. I know I'll be there for sure. And then also, I better, Gabe might be mad at me if I don't mention this. No, I always mention this. PlayItLive.net, Elk City Youth Baseball and Softball season is in full swing out here at the Plex. Don't miss a single moment. Catch every game live with PlayItLive. Watch from wherever you are. No delays, no waiting, just real-time action from all the fields at the Plex and Ackley Park. You can subscribe to it at PlayItLive.net. So you're ready for the opening pitch. And man, there's some big time softball games going on today in the SEC. If anybody got an update on any of those, let me know. I know who was playing here first. I don't remember. Auburn and somebody else playing. So anyway, that's going on. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, I got a few minutes left. I'd like to talk about this. I wasn't the biggest Ted Turner fan. Just because who he married. If he hadn't married her, it'd probably been all right. But, you know, he died here recently at 87. He was an icon. I have a lot of respect for him. But he left behind 2 million acres. I'm pretty sure his son's probably getting that ranch in New Mexico. And I guess he recently, according to this this article here, he sold a little bit of it off, but not much. 2 million acre ranching empire in the world's largest private bison herd. Ted Turner, one of the top, been in the top four for the last 10, 20 years, landowners in the United States. He passed away, according to a press release from Turner Enterprises Incorporated, which manages his ranches. Turner started acquiring land in 1980s, amassing more than 2 million acres by the mid-2000s. That earned him the title on the land report as the top U.S. landowner four times by 2010. Although his total acreage hasn't changed significantly since then, he consistently remains in the top four since he was ranked fourth in 2021, third in 22 through 24, fourth in 25, and this year. He also has significant land holdings in Argentina. According to Forbes, his net worth was around $2.8 billion. I figured it was more, but that's, I don't know, I could settle for that. Eric O'Keefe, editor of the Land Report, said when it comes to livestock, Ted Turner was second to none. Reviving bison, a symbol of the American West, is a remarkable accomplishment for a city boy from Cincinnati who grew up in Savannah, Georgia, and then he established his media empire in Atlantic. In 1987, Turner purchased his first ranch called the Bar None in Montana. He reportedly paid $22 million in cash for a 22,000-acre ranch and its cattle and everything else. At the time, his media holdings included TBS, CNN, Headline News, Turner Entertainment Company, the Atlantic Braves, and the Atlantic Hawks. In his 2008 memoir, Call Me Ted, Turner wrote, "After buying the Bar None Ranch and spending increasing amounts of time in Montana, I feel even more in love with the area. When I enjoy something, I have a tendency to overdo it, and when I was told that a larger ranch was coming on the market, I was interested." He bought that property, Flying D Ranch, in 1989. "Part of my desire to own this land was to make sure that it was never developed." I like that. Turner reportedly sold the Bar None Ranch recently at the end of his life. He owned two ranches in Montana, one in Kansas, five in Nebraska, two in South Dakota, and three in New Mexico. I got the privilege of, I guess not a privilege, I did work by one of them in South Dakota in the oil field, and wasn't on it, but it was next to it, and talking to one of the guys that lives there, I could see those buffalo everywhere. Bison. Let me rephrase that. Bison. And there was at least 8,000 around me where I was working. 8,000 head of those big beasts, and they had actually their own processing plant and everything right there on that ranch there. And when you went into any of the towns around there, even the Walmarts, you could find some of his bison for sale in the menu or in the store in the freezer department. So, pretty interesting. And I have hunted by the one in New Mexico. Let's see here. Aside from land ownership, he's probably best known agriculture for raising bison. So, anyway, it's pretty be interesting to see how all this land plays out that he's acquired over the years. Like I said, I know his son is running that one in New Mexico right there next to the CS ranch that I hunted on. We'll see. See you guys tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma.